Hey everybody, I just wanted to make a quick video because with everything else that's going on, making so little mathematical sense in this country right now with things like shrinkflation.
Everyone is tired of being gaslit by grocery stores.
Look at how empty this is.
Their bottle bet actually give you an ounce less. Clif Bars going from 6 to 5, but keeping the box the exact same. Drinks going from 70 to 60% juice.
11 ounces, 12 ounces, same price.
The whole cup fit in my hand.
12 ounces, 170 calories, 11 ounces, 160 calories. The math doesn't even make sense.
Domino told us their industrial scales are calibrated on an ongoing basis.
Calibration, 100 grams. 100 grams.
And they run spot checks on their lines daily.
These bags, like always, supposed to weigh 2 pounds, 32 ounces. 1 pound, 14.9 ounces. Over an ounce sort in the bag.
How much money are you making by taking away an ounce? I needed that ounce.
1 pound, 13.2 ounces. That's ridiculous. That right there is short weighting. That right there is theft.
Shrinkflation. 90% of my salad was bones. Look at this.
That's just the taint. That's iceberg taint that I had to pick out. Got about a quarter cup of actual lettuce. Fresh Express. Who's your CEO? I'm gonna beat the out of you.
And mega food corporations getting caught using their size and power to extract hundreds of millions of dollars out of people and claiming it's inflation when it's not. Now, on top of all of that, you just have math that's just so utterly divorced from logic and common sense and reality. I mean, it's kind of like, have you been down the paper towel, toilet paper aisle lately? Like, none of the numbers on that aisle make any sense at all.
6 equals 18, 12 equals 24, 6 equals 12, and 2 equals 6, 8 equals 24, 8 equals 16. If you're a little kid and you come to this aisle, you're going to forget how to do math.
12 equals 48. No, it doesn't. It equals 72. No, wait, it equals 96.
They're just making stuff up on this aisle. Like, none of this is based in any kind of reality. 1 equals 4. No, I'm pretty sure it's 1. Check it out. Ooh, no, looks like 1 to me.
Well, ever since I can remember, if you bought the bigger size of something, like the family size or the bulk size, you would get a discount because you were buying more. And so the price of the smaller version was a little bit more per ounce or per item. If you bought more, you saved a little bit of money. And I'm noticing more and more in a lot of cases, that is not what is happening at all. And in fact, you are getting ripped off if you buy the bigger item sometimes.
Okay, but this is what we're starting to see, is if you buy the smaller bottle of something like this, not that you should probably buy that anyways, but if you did, you'd be paying $16.50 per ounce, 16.5 per ounce for 18 ounces. Or you could buy 30 ounces at 16.57. So buying the bigger bottle, you actually end up paying a little bit more. And that's...
Why wouldn't it at least be the same rate?
The same rate, yeah.
I mean, you should
it's
be
It's the same exact product.
Some.
And sometimes buying a lot. So now they're acting like they're doing you a favor because they put it in a bigger container, that you should pay more per ounce for the same exact product, which makes no sense because if you buy 2 of the smaller one, you're actually paying for more packaging. So just for greed's sake alone and really no other reason I can think of, if they don't pay attention to this math, they're just getting people to pay more. But if they do pay attention, they're buying more packaging, more plastic, that's just going to turn into garbage and fill up landfills even faster. Because if you buy 2 of the smaller one, you get a better deal. It makes no sense. So I went around the store and tried to collect as many examples of this as I could find for you. This is not exhaustive at all in any way. This is just what I happened to see this morning when I was there. So there's probably a lot more that I missed because this wasn't every single, this is just when I noticed it, I filmed it. So you could see for yourself what I'm talking about here. Real quick, I just want to say a lot of these items I personally wouldn't buy for myself because they have ingredients in them that are absolutely not good for you, but that's not really the point of this video. I've made lots of videos. We used to make videos on this channel in the early days all the time about ingredients in food. I think a lot of us are aware at this point, if you follow this channel, that there are ingredients allowed in the food in this country that are absolutely illegal in most of Europe and even in China that are still allowed in the food here. not for reasons they can really explain to you. I mean, we absolutely have a terrible eugenical food system here, but that's not the point of this video. So I just want to show you some of these labels so you can see what I mean. This is a complete ripoff and just really insane.
27.57 for 14.4 ounces, or you can buy the bigger one at 19.2 ounces and pay 32.81 cents. So you actually just pay more for buying more. You shouldn't do this. I can pay 23 per ounce for 8 ounces or 24.33 per ounce for 12 ounces of the exact same product. Extra virgin olive oil. Check this out. You could pay 66.81 cents for 25.4 ounces. Or you can pay 73.91 per ounce for 33.8 ounces. So buying the bigger bottle means you just pay more for the exact same thing.
Olive oil, this seems to be happening a lot with the olive oil too. So definitely double check your olive oil.
5 pounds of rice, 9.96 per ounce, same brand. 10 pounds of rice, 10.09 per ounce. At this point, why wouldn't you just buy 2 bags of 5 pounds that equals this?
In some cases, it's a very small amount, but it's still just the fact that they're doing it all. In the aggregate of this, they're probably making millions of dollars off of people just by doing this little adjustment here. And I don't know who's buying 52 ounces of ranch dressing, but if you do buy this ranch dressing, buying the bigger bottle just means you're paying a little bit more for the privilege of buying the bigger bottle. I thought this was particularly odious because this is supposed to be, we have HEB grocery store here in Texas, and Hill Country Fair is supposed to be the budget-friendly private label that's owned by the HEB supermarket chain. So it's supposed to be marketed to families that are trying to save money as much as possible. Right here, this peanut butter, this is the exact same peanut butter. If you buy 40 ounces, it's 9.95 per ounce. But if you buy the 64-ounce jar, you're paying 10.11 per ounce. So buying the 64-ounce jar just means you're getting ripped off when you think you're trying to stock up.
Same up here too.
This is for the exact same peanut butter.
Same one in this container that's in this container. It's the same product.
Again, it's pennies on the dollar, but it's pennies every time anybody buys this across the entire state of Texas. Think about how much money is being made just because people aren't doing the math.
Were you to buy the bigger size, you're literally just ripping yourself off. You should just buy 2 of the smaller size and waste more plastic. These are identical supplements. You can buy 100. 7.08 per count for 100, or you can pay 10 cents for 250 for literally the exact same supplement. So, same thing, cost more for the bigger one.
This is so dumb. I mean, look at this. If you buy the 30-ounce big container of this, you're paying basically $38. If you buy 2 of the smaller one over here, you get almost half an ounce more for $4 less. So you're getting more product by buying 2 of the smaller ones, and you're paying $4 less. This doesn't make any sense.
So this is 1 12-ounce can for $1.97. Or you can buy 4 of the exact same thing in a 4-pack for $10.98, making it $2.75 per can.
It's actually 2.745, but I guess that doesn't fit on the label. But the point is, you buy 1, it's going to be $1.97. So if you bought 4, you'd be paying like $8. But instead, they put it in a nice little box for you. And for the privilege of having that nice little box, you're going to go ahead and pay 3 more dollars for the same exact thing. You're telling me that box costs $3? That's not a $3 box, okay? I'm sorry, but no. And they're just banking on people not paying attention, literally. I got chewed out making this video. This guy saw me filming, and so he followed me for several aisles just to tell me off. He just wanted to stop and say something nasty. But he said, if I don't like the prices at my grocery store, I can go to Walmart. And I was like, okay, well, they're about to have surveillance pricing at the Walmart.
When new shopping experience.
A new shopping experience is coming where we dynamically price you. Oh, it'll be so fun.
So that's actually, I don't want to go there anyway, but even if I did, that's about to not be cheaper at all. It already isn't anyway in a lot of cases. So that's first of all. Then he said, you're just taking up aisle space. In an aisle that had three people in it, and we were two of those people. Because I took 15 seconds to film these packages and read out the price difference so that I could have examples to show you guys exactly what it is I'm talking about so that I have evidence to back up the claims that I'm making, because that's how journalism works. If I don't go in the store and do this, who's going to do it? Is anyone else doing it? I'm just trying to help here. And it was just kind of so nasty. I was just so taken aback by how weird it is to have someone get on my case for literally not any good reason at all. And I saw an elderly woman in the healthy eating aisle.
The healthy living aisle, as opposed to all the other aisles, I guess.
She had a full-on magnifying glass out. She was checking the supplements and she was reading all the ingredients, and I sincerely doubt that that nasty man would have gone up to her and said, hey, lady, you're just taking up aisle space. I sincerely doubt he would have been as nasty and vitriolic to her as he was to me.
Sometimes you interact with somebody and you can just tell. You're like, I can tell you've never not once been hit in your mouth. And you ought to have been, because it's a character building event.
For just doing my due diligence at the grocery store, which, by the way, I think we should all be doing. I think that lady has the right idea. I think we should all just pull up a chair and read as many labels as we want. This stuff is going inside of our bodies.
I mean, before we get into the pricing or the quality of the food, all the poisons that are in it, I mean, we've done videos on that.
We've talked about that a lot.
Sure we will again.
Probably.
Side note, but I just really felt like adding it. They don't have to put all these inactive ingredients. This right here is a bottle of aspirin. And the only inactive ingredient in it is corn. Cornstarch. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing else. It works just fine. Don't have to have a bunch of polysorbate 80 and aluminum lakes of various colors, titanium dioxide, and a bunch of other. It's completely not neat talc and who knows what else. They put all kinds of stuff in here. That's unnecessary. When people buy these things, they're already in pain. They're already sick. Their immune system is already suffering. And it's like, here you go. How about a whole bunch of extra unnecessary stuff you absolutely do not need and does not help your body with the problem you're having? How about we just put that in there? That'll be fine, right? And if you go to countries like the UK, for example, and you go to their grocery store chains like this one, Asda, and you buy paracetamol, which is their version of acetaminophen, you will find that there's two ingredients in it. Two. The acetaminophen, and literally one other ingredient that's been officially permitted to be used as a preservative to inhibit the growth of mold, bacteria, and yeast on the medicine. That's it. That's all that's in there. Two ingredients. And that's a store brand. Same as here. So why do our store brands have to have 15 other quote-unquote inactive ingredients? They just didn't figure that out all this time. They just don't know how to make a medicine that doesn't have all that in there. Is that what we're supposed to think? Every time I see this, every time I think about it, I can't help but wonder how stupid do they honestly think everyone here is? And things don't change because we have people here who would rather uphold a system that actually seems to hate them. They would rather defend and protect and uphold that terrible system that actually seems to hate them. I'm not the one you should be mad at for pointing these things out. I've taken so much flack on this channel for the last 15 years of my life for saying any of this at all, but it's not me. I'm not the one doing it.
But now it's this whole business with the quantity thing not making sense. And I guess we're going to get yelled at by old boomers who in their day would not have stood for one penny of being ripped off.
Oh my gosh!
And would expect a strict bulk benefit.
That's correct.
At least not a price increase.
I cannot believe that guy went off on me like that.
But secondarily, this is not the age of some antiquated grocery store where someone's handwriting prices and like calculating by hand or something, where they just didn't realize they made a mistake and like, oh, we'll correct that. They're going around the store, their employees scan with that little handheld device every item throughout the day. And it's the precursor to the dynamic pricing thing that's about to happen at Walmart and these other stores. And they're deliberately using the algorithm, the program, what have you, to find little places where they can increase the price by a few cents here and there that they've calculated won't upset people or cause a change in sales and therefore boost the profits. They're manipulating things in a way that's never before been seen. And so it's just really ironic to be yelled at by the coupon cutting generation who tried to teach us all save a penny, earn a penny, and be really careful what you spend your money on and watch every little thing, to then get yelled at for taking a look. He snapped at us that we should go to Walmart, and that dude's got a surprise in store for him when he goes to Walmart, because in a couple months from now, right now they're rebooting the store for the dynamic pricing model, which I think is going to end up hurting Walmart and a lot of other retailers. I think there'll probably be a consumer revolt, but that's what they're going to try to do to people, is take away the price tags and attach it to people's profiles, their demographics, all this countless data they have on people and the algorithm.
So they can charge us more.
But we're supposed to be happy about that and take sass from the boomers who have been obsessed their whole life with penny pinching, coupon cutting, and all the rest of it.
It's ridiculous. I don't know. That was ridiculous. I don't even know what else to say.
No way. No, my dad wouldn't stand for that. Not a chance.
My mom would have went off on that guy so bad. He would have been cussed out the aisle.
I don't appreciate the attitude, but just the principle of the money. My parents would not stand for being ripped off like
that. It's hypocritical and ironic. It's silly.
By the way, in today's experiment in grocery shopping of being on the algorithmic manipulation aisle and the psychological pressure aisle and the packaging psychology, only on the so-called natural aisle, the healthy food aisle, that was the only aisle where I noticed multiple people in a row reading labels and discussing unfair prices, things they got ripped off on. There's a mother telling her children, that's a dollar more than they told you it was going to be. You need to go back and have a conversation with them. And then a little old lady who's getting some kind of vitamin supplement, and good for her, she was standing there with a magnifying glass reading the ingredients or the amounts and making sure it was the item she needed.
Yeah.
Because I've caught them on the vitamin aisle in that same store. Ripping people off on quantity.
Correct.
And that's before you get into whether or not the ingredients are quality relative to other products.
It's just ripping you off. If you buy more, you pay more. It's just buy more, pay more.
You probably want to know what's in it. It's actually a really good idea to do that. It's also a good idea to check prices and ounce costs to make sure that you're not getting any more financially raped than we've all already been ever since COVID. And that's when I first started noticing that this was a trend they were doing. But because I did that, I guess I just need to be dressed down by this guy in the boomer generation. And I just think it's really bizarre because I'm pretty sure that's the generation that taught my generation and generations beneath my generation that a penny saved is a penny earned. And we should, you know, make sure we're not getting ripped off all the time. Well, now I guess it's the complete opposite of that. And we should just be happy with everything the way that it is. And I just don't think people like that guy realize that we're not happy with the way things are. In fact, every generation younger than that generation hates everything about the way things are and probably will burn it all down pretty soon here coming up, not too distant future, because it's so awful for everyone that isn't financially benefiting off of it. So whatever. I mean, you know,
I would like to solve the puzzle. I would like to solve the puzzle. I would like to solve the puzzle. I would like to solve the puzzle.